Former leftist rebels in El Salvador appear poised to accomplish at the ballot box what they were unable to do on the battlefield, win power. In the 1980s, the Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front drew the U.S. into a bloody Cold War conflict in Central America. Now, as a political party known by its acronym FMLN, it's leading in public opinion polls for the upcoming presidential elections. If the group's candidate wins in March against the right-wing Arena Party, he would be the first leftist president in El Salvador's history. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
At an FMLN rally in the capital, supporters call Mauricio Funes, despite his white skin, El Salvador's Barack Obama. Funes is a former journalist. He used to have a television talk show in which he had a reputation for holding government officials' feet to the fire. And he's electrified the left here in a way that previous FMLN candidates haven't. As did Obama, Funes is running on a campaign of change. When he leaps on the stage in a white Panama shirt with an open collar, Funes is greeted like a rock star. He tells the crowd that his candidacy offers Salvadoreños an option for a better future.
Unidades de salud con medicinas, hospitales con camas.
Illustrating the huge problems facing El Salvador, Funes promises a health system with medicine, hospitals with beds and nurses, and he promises to boost the budget for the National University. The country is still recovering from the civil war that ended in 1992. During the 1980s, El Salvador was one of the fronts in the Reagan administration's battle against the spread of communism in the Americas. El Salvador is a tiny country of some 7 million people, yet the U.S. funneled billions of dollars to the right-wing government to fight the FMLN guerrillas. More than 70,000 people died in the war, and there was no clear winner. Under a U.N.-brokered peace deal, the FMLN rebels put down their weapons and became the political opposition. Over the years, the FMLN won control of some local governments, but Arena always held the presidency. Now, even members of Arena complain that corruption is rampant in El Salvador. Funes, as a central part of his presidential campaign, has vowed to attack graft.
Saben que voy a perseguir y voy a meter en la cárcel a los funcionarios corruptos.
You know that I'm going to go after the corrupt government officials, Funes says, and send them to jail. Funes has been leading in opinion polls, although the gap between him and Arena's candidate Rodrigo Avila has narrowed recently. Political pundits in El Salvador say part of Funes's appeal is that he's not from the communist wing of the FMLN, which dominates the party, nor is he from the ranks of the old guard guerrilla commanders. One of the main causes of the civil war was the huge disparity in wealth in El Salvador. Arena has aggressively pushed pro-business, free-market policies favored by the country's oligarchs. But almost 50% of Salvadoreños live in poverty. In a current ad blitz, Arena is promising rural development and improved living conditions for the nation's poor.
Vivienda nueva es una realidad que vamos a llevar a miles de familias en El Salvador.
In some parts of the capital, every telephone pole is painted with the red, white, and blue stripes of Arena.
Arena.
The party's presidential candidate, Rodrigo Avila, is the former head of the National Police. Currently, he's touring the country to try to pull closer in the polls.
El Salvador será la tumba donde los rojos terminarán.
The Arena Party was born during the Cold War, and the party anthem is about defeating the Reds in Latin America. Speaking in a small mountainous village close to the Honduran border, Avila said the campaign of Funes is being financed by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez.
There's a said here in Spanish, whoever pays the mariachi at the end decides what song is going to be played. And that's going to happen with them. I mean, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, their campaign is being financed by Venezuela.
Funes and the FMLN deny this, but this is Arena's central argument in this campaign. Arena officials say that a win by Funes would swing El Salvador to the far left. Funes, meanwhile, has put himself forward as a moderate. In advertisements and stump speeches, Funes argues that under Arena, living conditions in El Salvador continue to get worse, and it's time for a change. Voters will get to have their say on this on March 15th. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.